With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A fourth night of anarchy in Los Angeles. The BBC's Carl Naisman in L.A.
We're just behind the police line here. This is a side street on the far side of the building, of that federal building, where many of the demonstrations really have been taking place over this past weekend. We're not far from that highway that was shut down yesterday in those very chaotic and volatile scenes. But right now, these are authorities forming a line, and they're trying to either safely escort people away, I mean, that's what you continue to back up, or they might be preparing to make arrests.
Saying law and order must be restored, President Trump has dispatched 2,000 more National Guard troops to Los Angeles, along with 700 Marines. Governor Gavin Newsom is suing the administration over the deployments, arguing they are unlawful and violate state sovereignty. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass claims the president's action will only inflame an already volatile situation. Meanwhile, some other cities, including Austin, Texas, New York, and San Francisco, have witnessed similar unrest. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has removed every member of a CDC vaccine advisory panel. Kennedy says a clean sweep is needed to reestablish public confidence in vaccine science. Following their very public falling out, President Trump insists that he harbors no ill will toward his former ally and advisor, Elon Musk.
Look, I wish him well. You understand. We had a good relationship, and I just wish him well. Very well, actually.
Mr. Trump adds there are no plans to discontinue Starlink service at the White House, but he might move his Tesla off-site. Ukrainian officials say two people killed, 13 wounded, a wave of Russian missile and drone strikes overnight. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 45 points. This is SRN News. Parents win a court battle in Florida.
Moms and dads in Naples objected to plans for an open-air drag show in honor of Gay Pride Month, fearing that children in the vicinity would see it. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals agreed, ruling that the show, which features men dressed as women, could only be held indoors. Liberty Counsel represented the plaintiffs and issued a statement saying, quote, "The First Amendment does not protect an obscene drag performance in full view of a children's playground." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Giving to the Catholic Church has fallen sharply in recent years as the full extent of the global priest sex abuse scandal has come into focus. After hitting a high of $101 million in 2006, tithes to the Catholic Church hovered around $75 million during the 2010s and fell to $47 million during the first year of the pandemic. The Vatican is still immensely wealthy, with a value of as much as $15 billion. This is SRN News. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says Canada will meet NATO's military spending guidelines by early next year. He adds that Canada will diversify defense spending away from the United States. Carney says Canada's military gear has aged, suggesting that it's ripe for replacement. One Minneapolis neighborhood celebrates a brand new landmark, one that draws people from far and wide.
The 20-foot-tall pencil was sculpted out of a mammoth oak at the home of John and Amy Higgins. The beloved tree was damaged in a storm a few years ago, but the Higginses saw it not so much as a loss, but as a chance to give the tree new life. The sharpening ceremony on their front lawn has evolved into a spectacle that draws hundreds of people to the Lake of the Isles neighborhood, complete with music and pageantry. Keith Peters, Washington.
Find more details at srnnews.com.